On this day in 1965, the Byrds went to number one of the U.S. singles chart with their version of Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man. Just did a Byrds episode of Political Beats recently with Nick Gillespie of Reason. You can find that at nationalreview.com or where fine podcasts are found. Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn. It's all out there. Look for Political Beats for the Byrds episode. Number one on this day in 65, Mr. Tambourine Man from the Byrds. As you know, if you've been with us before, I dig into the world of music. When I fill in for Steve, we look at birthdays and death days and anniversaries and all sorts of noted events through music history to share a bit of my passion with you. Thanks for joining us this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. President Trump in Wisconsin last night talking with Sean Hannity as part of a town hall. And I don't know how much news was made, but the president got in front of some voters, answered some questions. A couple of cuts here from last night's town hall with President Trump. First one, Sean Hannity asking the president about his combative relationship with the media. Why do you fight the media so hard? It kind of sounds like a softball, and maybe it is. Why do you fight the media so hard, President Trump? Cut one.
What do you say to that?
I don't think I have a choice. If I didn't take on the media, I guarantee I wouldn't be here with you tonight. I'd be watching on television. Maybe I'd be in the crowd, but I'd be watching. I wouldn't be interviewed. You couldn't win. And I have it even to this day. I mean, the New York Times is so dishonest. The Washington Post is so dishonest. They write things. You can do something great, and they can make it sound horrible. You can do something good, and they can make it sound beyond belief bad, like it's the worst thing ever. And I said it a little bit before, you can do something great and it doesn't get reported. That's in a way just as bad because a lot of people can figure it out. The level of dishonesty in the media is, I think they're the most dishonest people I've ever dealt with. Now, not everybody. You're an honest journalist. You're a great journalist. You know, we have great journalists. Look at the Pulitzer Prize. The Pulitzer Prize is very embarrassed. It's lost a lot of its credibility. Because all these writers got Pulitzer Prizes on the Russia, 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 and they were all wrong. But John Solomon and all of the people that you deal with, and you, by the way, Laura, Lou Dobbs, your Fox and Friends people that are great group in the morning, including the weekends, to be honest, with Pete. But you have some great people. But they got Pulitzer Prizes on Russia, 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 and they were wrong. Now,
we were right on the deep state. They were wrong.
No, you were right
for 3 years. They were wrong for 3 years.
You were right on Ukraine. The Ukraine thing was a hoax. It was a pure hoax.
There's President Trump last night with Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel that he's not wrong. We certainly talk often. We talked a good portion of the show yesterday about the media being unable to cover what just happened in the Senate. Democrats blocking the Republicans move and Senator Tim Scott specifically on police reform. Didn't mention it, didn't cover it, didn't highlight the speech, didn't highlight Democrats blocking this effort, not at all. And again, the bias is in what is not covered as well as what is covered and how it is covered. President Trump asked by Sean Hannity last night at the town hall in Wisconsin, what's a second term look like for a President Trump? Cut two.
Well, one of the things that will be really great, you know, the word experience is still good. I always say talent is more important than experience. I've always said that. But the word experience is a very important word. It's in a very important meaning. I never did this before. I never slept over in Washington. I was in Washington, I think, 17 times. All of a sudden, I'm president of the United States. You know the story. I'm riding down Pennsylvania Avenue with our first lady, and I say, this is great. But I didn't know very many people in Washington. It wasn't my thing. I was from Manhattan, from New York, Now I know everybody. And I have great people in the administration. You make some mistakes, like, you know, an idiot like Bolton, all he wanted to do is drop bombs on everybody. You don't have to drop bombs on everybody. You don't have to kill people.
If John Bolton, in fact, released classified material, should he be prosecuted?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, he did release classified. Actually, he had a judge said that they released the book early, so he couldn't do it. He said this is very dangerous, what you've done for yourself. And also, any money that you made, it's, you know, good luck. This was a very powerful opinion that we had. No, he's sort of a sick guy. There's something wrong with him. But I noticed that early on. He made two very bad mistakes. He made a mistake where he talked about the Libyan model. And I won't go to explain that, but some of you understand he was on Deface the Nation. And he talked about the Libyan model. I said, that's a disaster, because you know why. And the other thing, he said going into Iraq was a good thing. I said, okay, John, but now you know it wasn't, right? No, I still think it was. I said, so we're in for $8 trillion in the Middle East, and you think that was a good thing. And I'm pulling out. You know, I'm getting everybody out nice and easy. Everyone's going nicely. You think it was good to go into Iraq, go into the Middle East? Yes.
All right, there's President Trump last night, Fox News Channel, the town hall up in Wisconsin with Sean Hannity. You know, I got to be honest, I'd like a little better answer there on a second term agenda. Down in some of the polls, as we saw, don't know how much you trust him, but you know, Biden's up in a lot of these polls, long way to go. It would be good to have a strong message, no matter what it is, a strong message about what voters can expect if he is reelected to a second term. Heck, use that time to talk about protecting our monuments, protecting our statue, whatever it might be. And he sort of turned that into an answer about John Bolton. So we'll see. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, Dr. Lauren Wright, frequent Steve Gruber Show guest, will talk about who Joe Biden might choose for a vice presidential pick and what the importance is of that selection. This is the Steve Gruber Show.